This is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined by Steve Faber. He's the executive director of Friends of Grand Rapids Parks. They're also putting on an event Thursday, August 23rd, the Green Gala from 7 to 11 at the Fish Ladder, downtown Grand Rapids at 634 Front Avenue Northwest. It's in front of Plant Moran in the Chrisman Building. How you doing today, Steve?
Great. Thanks, Paul.
So to start off, could you tell me a little bit about the work that Friends of Grand Rapids Parks does in our community?
You bet. So we're a citizen-driven nonprofit that started in 2008, but really began ramping up work in 2009. And our mission is to protect, enhance, and expand parks and public spaces in the city. People that live in Grand Rapids probably know or have heard a lot about budget constraints and other things, and there's few departments or assets that have been hit harder in the last decade than our park system. So several years ago, the mayor and Rosalind Bliss, city commissioner, put together a task force to really look at parks and public spaces and how we were going to keep those maintained and moving forward. And one of the recommendations that came out of that was to form this nonprofit that could, in a sense, partner with the city and possibly help to generate additional resources. The other work we do is we mobilize a lot of volunteers to help out in the parks. And then really a big part of it is raising awareness and education about the value of parks for a city.
Sure. Yeah, you said earlier that the parks were getting hit hard. Why is that?
Right now, our current park system doesn't have a very diverse funding stream. So a really healthy park system would have 13 to 17 different sources of revenue supporting it. In Grand Rapids right now, we only have about three. And one of those is the General Operating Fund, and that's the same fund that we use to fund police and fire and a bunch of other essential services in our city. And so as those as the revenue has gone down in the city, the parks have consistently sort of been the ones that lose out year in and year out. And thankfully, in the last few years, since Friends has been on the scene and since some other groups have been really working hard through the Green Grand Rapids Master Plan, parks funding at least has stabilized.
Okay.
And so I give our city leadership a lot of credit in both staff and elected leadership in sort of putting a line in the sand and saying, you know, we can't keep on raiding our parks budget to you know, plug other holes. And so I think we're really, we're what I would call stabilized. And at the same time, we're making some really great moves forward by adding new revenue streams, activating new partnerships, and really coming up with new strategies for how to improve parks and public spaces.
Okay. And now, do you guys support all parks or specific parks?
We support parks in Grand Rapids, the city proper. We have good linkages with other communities, but we're really dedicated towards our city parks. We do some work, a little known fact maybe in Grand Rapids is that 25% of our parkland is actually in partnership with Grand Rapids Public Schools. And so we do some work in school scenarios, but not as much as we probably should or need to. Especially as GRPS goes through its own financial struggles, those parks that are what we call school parks have really struggled in the process. And so we've been working on different strategies, again, to, one, protect that land, because as the school system downsizes and right sizes, we stand to lose that land. And we know nationally we're not at the rate we need to be in terms of access to public space. So any acre or any foot that we lose, we're just moving in the wrong direction. So so we're trying to do that, but it's primarily focused on the city of Grand Rapids.
Yeah, and I know that there's been some things in the news with the schools and potential closings and stuff like that going on lately.
Yeah, exactly. Last spring, we worked with a local developer who bought three school properties but was willing to donate over the land. Be kept as a public park, and that went through some different iterations, but actually the next quote-unquote new park in Grand Rapids will be where National Heritage Academies is opening Oakdale Elementary,
okay.
or reopening Oakdale as Riverfront Charter Academy, I think it is.
Okay.
And they're actually, again, donating over a little over an acre that will be a public park. The school have use, but again, it protects that as a long-term resource for the city.
Okay, okay. Now, you guys have the Green Gala coming up Thursday, August 23rd. Can you tell me a bit about what's on tap for that?
Yeah, well, we're really excited to bring it back for its second year. Last year was the first year we launched the event. It's our signature fundraising event. We call it the Green Gala because we try and make very sustainable decisions in mm-hmm. who we work with and how we promote the event and all that. So we'll be it's kind of a cool thing. We take over part of the parking area of Plant Moran and the Crispin building that sort of overlooks the river right there next to Fish Ladder Park. So it's a really unique venue. I don't know too many other folks that do events down there. And it's cool because Plant Moran actually adopted Fish Ladder Park. And so it's this cool hybrid, again, between public and private partnerships. And so we don't take over all of Fish Ladder, but just sort of the upper section that kind of blends into Plant Moran. And so the event starts at 7. We've got some great food lined up with the Silver Spork Starving Artist in Bartertown. We're going to do some globally inspired street food that should be really great, all locally sourced. And then we do all compostable materials. So we work with a group called Organicycle for that. And so after last year's event, we had less than one bag of trash heading to the landfill for the whole event.
Fantastic.
Everything else was composted and recycled. We're working with Art of the Table to do the bar, and Brewery Vivant is bringing in some really great beer for us, so that'll be a blast. We sort of start out with more of a cocktail hour down there, mm-hmm. and a really unique view of the city right on the river, and then later on in the evening, we bring in a band. This year's band is the Hounds Below.
Okay.
They're kind of our only non-local. They come over from Detroit.
All right.
Last year, we had a great band called Ella Riot, it's great. We have them play into the night for a bit and then kind of wind things down. So,
now, do you have a specific goal as far as what you're looking to raise?
Yeah. Any event, you kind of cross your fingers and hope. Mm-hmm. But, this year we've set a goal of about $20,000 for profit on the event.
Okay.
We're going to have a couple things at the event that both people can kind of step up to sponsor, as well as a really great raffle this year.
Mm-hmm.
Central District Cyclery has donated a bike that people can buy raffle tickets towards. There's a private tour of the GRAM, the Grand Rapids Art Museum, with a night at the JW.
Mm-hmm.
Grove Greenwell and Brewery Vivant have teamed up to do a dinner for four, a progressive dinner and brew tour for four. That should be awesome. The Silver Spork, the food truck, will do a party for 20 people. And the last one is a dinner for eight with the Starving Artist and Art of the Table. So
awesome.
Really cool things that people can kind of auction up and help us raise some money for parks and public spaces.
Now, with the funds raised, do you have them specifically earmarked for certain things, projects that you want to work on?
Yeah, we really, the goal of this fundraiser is to help us raise money for really the stuff that it's hard to raise money for in any nonprofit, and that's to keep us working, really.
Sure.
We have some really great projects that have been moving forward, and so this really helps us keep our volunteer coordinator going,
mm-hmm.
and really keeping that program up and running. It also helps us establish some of the key building blocks of a new initiative that we're launching called Parks Alive,
okay.
which will be a new sponsorship and volunteer effort for parks similar to an Adopt-a-Park program.
Okay.
So we're really looking at, and we have some funds that we can leverage off of that. So
okay.
we're hoping the funds that we raise through the Green Gala can really apply towards those initiatives.
Now, how much are tickets and where can folks get those?
Sure. Tickets are $75,
mm-hmm.
And that includes a drink and obviously all the food, and then it's a cash bar from there. And the place to get tickets is green-gala.com.
Okay.
Or you can go to Friends of GR Parks Mm-hmm. and link to it from there. And you can get them, go right through our online system. We do a paperless ticket system. Mm-hmm. So again, trying to go green. And then you can also get tickets at the door.
Okay. And who are some of the sponsors that you guys are working with to make the event possible?
Yeah, we've got some great ones. So our signature sustaining sponsors are the Wege Foundation, Smith Hui, Rice and Rogi.
Mm-hmm.
We have the folks from, Plenty Creative,
mm-hmm.
Chrisman Building, and Plant Moran are all signature sustaining partners or sponsors this year. We have what we call a stay-and-play sponsor, and right now Open System Technologies is in that slot with us, which is
okay.
Awesome. And then we have Clean and Green sponsors, and so Lot 3 Mets, Meyer, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Spectrum Health, Stellafly are all in that category with us right now.
So, okay.
Oh, and Rockford Construction.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Some really awesome folks. And then we've got some individual sponsors and other support sponsors from there, but that makes up our main group.
Okay. Terrific. Now, what are some of the things that folks need to be doing in the community to keep our parks beautiful?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of things that folks can do. Some people ask, you know, what's the one thing you can do? And I always say, just go use the parks.
Sure, enjoy them.
Become an active user.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's really what helps us make sure that we can advocate great, you know, in a great way for our parks. If people want to volunteer, they can always come through Friends of Grand Rapids Parks. We'll help you if you want to put that together with your neighbors or
mm-hmm.
if you want to just do it yourself, we will find you an opportunity to volunteer in parks. We have some other kind of upcoming opportunities for folks as well. We've just launched a new project called the Grand Rapids Urban Forest Project.
Okay.
Which has a component to it called an open source tree map. And we're actually the fifth city in the nation to roll this out, but it's a crowdsourced tree inventory. And so anyone can log in and map their trees or public trees or their own private trees. And the cool part about that is it helps us kind of understand more about our urban forest, but it also allows the homeowner or the property owner to understand the value of that tree. So by entering that data, if you enter the species and the diameter and put it on our map, it automatically gives you the eco value of that tree. So what it's doing for stormwater and carbon sequestration and cooling and heat, you know, cooling your house down. All that kind of stuff automatically gets generated. So it's kind of a cool, easy way
for
people to help out.
Great, great. This is Paul Jendraziak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined by Steve Faber. He's the executive director of Friends of Grand Rapids Parks. They've got the Green Gala coming up Thursday, August 23rd from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Fish Ladder downtown Grand Rapids at 634 Front Street. It's in front of the Plant Moran Chrisman Building. And you can get more details on that if you go to green-gala.com. You can also visit them at friendsofgrparks.org. Thank you so much for joining me, Steve.
Oh, thanks a lot, Paul. Really appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. Happy to have you on.